Well, my dear listeners, we've devoted our show today to pretending. And sometimes, if you're very lucky, a bluff can pay off. Today, our senior editor, Lita Hartman, brings us a bit of sabiduría about bluffing with a little help from what she calls sangre fuerte.
When my aunt was a young girl growing up in Puerto Rico, she could walk anywhere, anytime, without fear. 80 years later, she lives on a gated street in a nice middle-class neighborhood in San Juan. But almost no place on the island is really safe anymore. So maybe it was bound to happen. Last Christmas, my titi was woken in the wee hours by noises coming from the ground floor of her house. Home invaders. Her bedroom door was locked. She could have stayed behind it. But no. She got out of bed, opened the door wide, and called out fiercely, "Who are you? What do you want?" Titi is a slight woman, barely over 5 feet tall and barely over 100 pounds. She's going blind in one eye. She has osteoporosis, diabetes, and a pacemaker. She also has sangre fuerte, strong blood, as my grandmother used to say. "Felan," Titi hollered back into the bedroom, "get the gun." Felan was my uncle. He's been dead 8 years. But the thieves, a couple of teenage punks, didn't know that. They turned and ran out of the house. The cops told Titi she was very lucky, and possibly crazy. Pretending saved her neck, but it easily could have gone the other way. Titi swears the spirit of Felan was protecting her when she stood there in her nightgown and bare feet, hurling lies into the darkness. I swear that her spirit and the spirit of my grandmother protect me through all of life's uncertainties. Sangre fuerte, when you distill it down, is made of love. There's nothing more powerful than that, and nothing more real.